Dear Melbourne, it was great to catch up on the weekend. It's been a while since I was in your embrace, and frankly, I've missed you. So much so that I cashed in some frequent flyers and reacquainted myself with your charms. My excuse to fly down was to play a game of cricket, of all things. Who in their right mind at my venerable age would do such a thing? The thing is, Melbourne, this wasn't just any game of cricket. It was cricket with people who'd been my lifeline when we lived with you. You see, when we moved from Sydney, I was going to focus on my writing and reboot my acting career. My soulmate was running the Malthouse Theatre. I imagined I'd be in the thick of your writing-acting world. What I didn't imagine was falling for your football. I know footy is part of your DNA. I know you're obsessed with it. What I didn't know was that at the ripe old age of 60, I'd be lacing on a pair of borrowed boots and playing. Not actually playing as being tackled and winning or losing, but doing circle work. Running, kicking, handballing and marking, yelling and leading. I hadn't kicked a rugby football for decades, and I'd never kicked an Aussie Rules football. The people who invited me to join this bi-weekly kick were a diverse bunch whose interests extended beyond kicking a footy. Over 20 years, they had organically created a unique community. It might have been founded on a shared love of footy, broadened to include an annual cricket game and a range of other colourful activities that I'm duty-bound not to reveal, but it was about much more. It was about a community in the true sense of the word. I kicked the footy with them twice a week for 5 years. It didn't matter if you were as slow as a wet week like I was, or that your kicks regularly slid off the side of your boot and wobbled over the line. It didn't matter if you were a heretic who didn't know how to hand pass. All that mattered was that you turned up most weeks, climbed the fence, joined in, and did your best. I soon discovered that this ragtag bunch who welcomed me so heartily encapsulated your greatest strength, Melbourne. Your sense of community, an enthusiasm for being part of something special, something bigger than the individual. Living in Melbourne, I felt part of something bigger. I came to understand how 100,000 marched against the Vietnam War and why your rallies are so well attended. You encouraged people to be involved. You encouraged me. As if I was going to pass up a game of cricket with this mob, my soulmates. I arrived Saturday arvo and there were people everywhere. The sun was shining and it seemed all of you were out and about. Like a festival, but it wasn't a festival, it was just Saturday arvo. I caught up with my brother and his wife, had a feed in Fed Square. It was pumping. I remembered watching Gough Whitlam's funeral service on the big Fed Square screen with a few thousand others. People like me, who'd come together to share a moment in history. You Melburnians like to come together. After dinner and a brotherly catch-up, I rode a tram along St Kilda Road to my digs. The coach picked me up next morning and we headed to Redhill, a 50-minute drive onto quiet roads surrounded by farmland, villages and huge trees. Trees you would hug. And on an oval ringed by a white fence and towering eucalypts, this bunch of mates assembled to play cricket, and I was welcomed back into their collective arms. Cheered for having flown down from Sydney. Jeered for having gone back to Sydney, then accepted back like I'd never left. And I batted well and steadily gathered runs through occasional boundaries and quick singles and what I would later imagine were elegant late cuts and cover drives until I retired not out 30. Sure, my leggies got smacked around the park and it was stinking hot and they won with 7 overs to go and I dropped a catch, but it didn't matter. We cheered the other team, I won a trophy, and we propped up the bar and took up where we left off. Then we drove on country lanes to Point Leo and swam and yarned some more and drove up the Nepean Highway as the sun sank into Port Phillip Bay, and I was so grateful to be part of this community, so grateful to be part of this town. See you next time, Melbourne. Love, Ned.